Welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. Today, I will tell you about an initiative that is offering $3 million worth of grants for BIPOC artists and cultural organizations. I will also tell you about an initiative that will allow you to jump into Lake Michigan for a good cause. And finally, an organization that is offering tutoring to students in need. We now welcome Vicki Lakes Battle, Executive Director of IFF, Chicago Metro Region, an organization that helps grow nonprofit organizations in the region. Vicki, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. I was happy to be here.
Yeah, well, we're excited to have you. And the news came down that Shy Treasures, that is an initiative that will help fund some 50 or 60 organizations and cultural initiatives around the Chicagoland area, is getting $3 million in funding. Can you tell us a little bit about this initiative?
Absolutely. So this particular effort entitled Culture for Chicago was actually birthed out of a bigger grant-making initiative that we started in 2021. Where we granted over $14 million to 40 BIPOC-led and focused arts and culture organizations that represented different art forms, different neighborhoods, and different racial and ethnic backgrounds. And then in 2024, we made a second round of grants totaling $3 million to those original 40 Chicago Cultural Treasures grantees. So then most of those were City of Chicago-focused, but we were very fortunate to have fantastic funding partners and had additional funds that we're now making available through this last phase of grant making. This particular part of this initiative is called Culture Forward Chicago. We'll distribute $3 million to 50 to 60 arts and culture groups throughout Chicagoland. And so we're super excited about this last phase, but really, really trying to get the word out, especially given the times where just funding for just about anything appears to be less plentiful these days.
Yeah, I want to get to that in a second, but can you tell people who's eligible for the grants, how you can apply, and what the search process is going to look like here?
Yes, so very first thing is we encourage everyone to log on to apply.iff.org/submit. You can also just check out the Chicago Cultural Treasures website, and it will also provide information there about this grant making phase. Now, organizations that are eligible are any organizations that are rooted in art forms that celebrated Black, Indigenous people, color art forms, rooted in just those particular ethnic traditions. But these are organizations that are situated in Chicago proper, but also the collar counties of Cook, where Chicago is situated, but also DuPage, Kane, Kendall, Lake, Will, and McHenry counties, really looking to beef up our efforts and our reach. I can tell you more about the grants themselves if you have interest
in
that.
Absolutely.
So the grants themselves is just unrestricted funding. And the reason why I'm emphasizing that is many times arts organizations are required to perform programming or to do something for the money. And so what Culture Forward Chicago tries to celebrate is the fact that these organizations know what they need. And so these are just unrestricted funds. So again, eligibility, they have to be 501c3s, meaning they need to be nonprofits and or be fiscally sponsored by a 501c3 organization. And the funds can be used for any purpose that the organization intends to pursue.
Vicki Lakes Battle, Executive Director at IFF in the Chicago Metro Region, joining me this morning on Score Values. Now, you mentioned that funding is becoming scarce for local nonprofit organizations. Why is it so important that Illinois is able to provide this type of funding to preserve local creativity and culture?
Well, when you think about it, Chicagoland basically is an arts region.
Yep.
And when we think about just cultural vibrancy and depth in general, we think about our lifestyles that there's just so much that's just rooted in arts and culture in general. And so, you know, I think many times we might take for granted the fact that the arts as a field plays such a integral role just in everyday living. You know, whether it's music, whether it's visual arts, whether it's dance, theater, you name it, I think that we might have art in our homes. We, you know, we're just all affected and impacted positively by the arts and cultural traditions.
So funding these types of initiatives, in your opinion, helps propel kind of community empowerment. Is that fair to say?
Indeed. And it is also about the preservation of heritage and culture. So I think that that's a really distinct point to make, that, you know, across the United States and, you know, across the state of Illinois and throughout Chicagoland, we have so many different cultural traditions. And so it's what makes us unique and it makes us wonderful that, you know, these traditions and cultures can play out practically and we all have the benefit of experiencing them. So part of this initiative, what we really aim to do is promote through grant making financial resilience and hopefully to some extent financial sustainability so that these organizations are around and able to contribute their traditions for years to come.
Now, Vicky, I wanted to ask you something because we've had over the last couple of weeks a lot of people telling me that exactly what you said, that funding is becoming difficult to come by right now. And disproportionately, it's affecting organizations that help the less fortunate. Can you speak to that as far as, is it more important now than ever for donations for local organizations that may not get federal funding at this point?
Oh my goodness. I would say to you, absolutely. 1,000%. I mean, let's just take this all the way back, that while Chicago Cultural Treasures, the bigger initiative, was not intended to be a COVID relief effort, we know that the pandemic took its toll on the arts and culture sector at large. I mean, businesses in general were shuttered, but if you really think about theaters, movie theaters, performing arts company, dance companies, anything that you would visit to learn something more about or just when you experience the arts, and quite honestly, the sector really hasn't recovered.
Right.
And so while there were COVID relief dollars that were made available, those dollars were really intended to sustain the organizations during a most difficult, unprecedented time. And so now, you know, these organizations need funding to not only sustain and maintain, but to produce new content.
Right.
And so I would really encourage individual donors, philanthropy writ large, to really consider investing in the arts and culture field.
Yeah, I was going to ask it for just people in their community, everyday people, what are some of the ways that they can support local arts initiatives?
So aside from telling the story about Culture Forward Chicago, so I just, you know, shameless plug, I just want to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we can definitely, please feel free to keep peppering that in.
Yes. I think that one, patronage is really important. You know, the local art scene, I think we, again, underestimate it. There's so many, especially throughout the city of Chicago and in the suburbs, small artistic companies that provide and produce really, really high quality content that's worth seeing. So patronize the local arts. Look for it. Seek it out. And that would be the very first thing, is just going. Audiences, in terms of just by the numbers, they're starting to rebound from the pandemic, but they haven't entirely recovered. So there's that. Then just with being charitable in your giving, whether it's individual giving or for those that have trust in other things and make it an intentional act to donate capital every year, consider, again, local arts organizations. There's no amount that's too small for these organizations. I want to keep things simple, because sometimes I think we talk about matters of money, folks have a tendency to get overwhelmed.
Right.
So I would say go spend your money there and donate your money into local arts organizations.
Vicky Lakes Battle joining me this morning, the executive director at IFF, Chicago Metro Region. And Vicky, one more time, for those out there that have an organization or an artistic endeavor that may fall under this additional funding for Culture Forward Chicago, where can they go to find more information?
Apply.iff.org/submit. Or you can just check out Chicago's Cultural Treasures website. If you just do a Google search, it'll also lead you to more information about the program writ large and this particular portion of the effort, Culture Forward Chicago.